circle up.
The day began peacefully as 20 members of the Code Pink organized caravan and supporters began gathering at 64 Shattuck Avenue, just in front of the Berkeley Marine Recruiting Center at 6:45 a.m. After Code Pink members Zan Sam Joy divvied up the tasks for the day, she reminded the group of its mission.
We're so determined. We are on the road. We're going to Creech Air Force Base, which is about 600 miles from here, to tell our country and to tell soldiers and to tell our president, first of all, no surge to Afghanistan. The other thing is to tell our soldiers, don't go. Don't go. Refuse, resist, don't go.
And what do you want Americans to know about drones?
These are unmanned planes where soldiers sit behind computer consoles and they play with their little joysticks and they press these buttons and send unmanned planes to hover over people and push a button and drop a bomb on them. How can we do this? To assassinate people and then to kill 50 women and children and men like us for every one bad guy, quote unquote.
The controversial group attracted no protesters in Berkeley, but several supporters did show up, including J.C. Horton from the Catholic Worker, who carried an upside-down flag.
It means that our country is in distress.
Linda Sartor is a peace activist and has participated in missions in countries ranging from Iran to Sri Lanka. Sartor was excited to participate in her first Code Pink mission and urged Americans to not be paralyzed by fear.
And those people in the power tend to play up on our fears and create a culture of fear that holds people down. And the more anybody can follow their heart, and it's not that you can get rid of fear, but just be with the fear and do it anyway, then the better off the whole world will be.
Cindy Sheehan joined the group at the very windy Travis Air Force Base. The group parked their vehicles and unrolled their signs in the visitors' parking lot. And minutes later, military officials asked them to move their demonstration. Once outside the parameters, several hundred feet away from the visitor center, Cindy Sheehan greeted the crowd, but her speech was cut short when Master Sergeant Philip Ward pushed her bullhorn into her face and shouted a series of profanities.
Thank you! Thanks for being out here today!
The biggest idea! None of you have got the biggest idea what you're advocating!
You know what? I don't think you should drink so early in the morning!
Nobody cares!
Get out of my face!
Ward then got into a shouting match with Code Pink's Zan Sam Joy before physically pushing her. Both Joy and Sheehan said they wanted to press charges, but were told by police on site that it would be a case of he said, she said, and that they may also get jail time. Cindy Sheehan spoke to KPFA about the incident.
Police wouldn't do anything about him, but they said that if we pressed charges and he had to go to jail, we would too, because it was a he said, she said thing, when clearly the MPs were there, the police were there, they witnessed the whole thing.
By about 10 a.m., the group was off to its next destination. Sheehan pulled over to the shoulder of the road just outside the parking lot while waiting for part of the caravan and was immediately pulled over by Fairfield police. With the exception of the camera person from Fox News, no one, including members of the press, was allowed to talk with Sheehan while she waited for her citation.
I was waiting for everybody to get ready to go, and then they pulled me over and said I was impeding traffic, and, you know, it's just, and then they, like, had me in isolation. Nobody could come and talk to me, and I couldn't get out of my car.
Talk about what happened during the demonstration to you.
This man came up, and he was screaming at me, and he pushed the megaphone in my face. And then he pushed one of my colleagues, Suzanne Joy, and they didn't even do anything to him. I get assaulted by this old man, and I'm the one that gets a ticket.
Tomorrow, the group will stop at Edwards Air Force Base, the Marine Corps Logistics Base in Barstow, Fort Irwin Army Military Reserve, Nellis Air Force Base, and will finally end up at Creech Air Force Base, just outside Las Vegas. The group's demonstrations will coincide with the International Day of Climate Action on Monday and Obama's announcement about the future of Afghanistan on Tuesday. Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, Travis Air Force Base.